proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible session. We continue to look at the latter-day conflict between Israel and a confederacy, an alliance led by Gog. This is described in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 38 and 39. In Ezekiel chapter 38, Gog described how Gog would, quote, come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, unquote. Those phrases contained a number of details about the condition of the Jewish homeland during the latter days. God would deliver the country of Israel from the sword. Throughout the Jewish people's history, their homeland has functioned as a battlefield. Ever since the days of the judges, that nation's neighbors, Moab, Midian, Ammon, the Philistines, the Syrians, etc., Israel's neighbors have made incursions into territory God allotted to the Jewish people. Even during the days of the kingdom, the Jewish people faced armed invasions. For example, in the reign of King Josiah of Judah, Egyptian armies crossed over Israel's terrain on their way to fight a battle at Carchemish against the Babylonian forces. Turning to contemporary times, Israel's Muslim neighbors have invaded the Jewish state on a number of occasions. During the latter days, though, God will serve as the protector over Israel's territory. He will bring peace to that oft-troubled land. Furthermore, God promised to bring the Jewish people out of their worldwide dispersion and bring them back to Israel. As mentioned earlier in Amos chapter 9, God declared that, quote, I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, unquote. Presently, most people who are Jews live outside of Israel's territory, but that situation will change in the latter days. In Amos chapter 9, God spoke about what the Jewish people would do once they got back to their homelands. Quote, they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them. Unquote. God would give stability to the Jewish people in the land of Israel. In Ezekiel 38, God explained why Gog and his associates would choose to invade Israel. God says of Gog, quote, thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations. Unquote. What did this affirmation mean? According to God, Gog and his allies would view Israel as a defenseless entity, a plum ripe for the picking. However, these invaders did not take into account what the author of Psalm 121 said about God, namely, quote, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep, unquote. Furthermore, Gog wanted to plunder the Jewish people, plunder them, and appropriate their wealth. Once again, he did not recognize or acknowledge that God said he was the source of the Jews' wealth. Furthermore, as Isaiah said in the 17th chapter of his book, quote, behold, at evening tide trouble, and before the morning he is not. This is the portion of them that spoil us, and the lot of them that rob us, unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible session.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.